Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community Connections on a Tuesday with me, Dave, and we've got Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. How are you keeping?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Well, that's a good thing because we're going to be talking about plants which got healing properties. So it sounds like neither you nor I need any plants with healing properties today.
Yeah, I'm all right. I haven't got any colds at the minute. I'm being quite like. Now I've said that, you watch, I'll come down with a sore throat and a cold by the end of the week.
Well, maybe this, what we're going to talk about might help if you are. But yes, I think this came out of the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about plants which kind of can have medicinal properties. And the first thing I would say is I am not a trained medical person at all. I am not trained in what some people specialize in, kind of herbal properties for plants and things like that. I'm not trained in any of that at all. But there are some things that certain plants do which are quite cool. And a lot of our modern day medicines are actually made from plants. So for instance, there's a medicine that is used to regulate your heart if you've got an arrhythmic heart called dioxin. And that's derived from foxgloves, which are really, really poisonous. But it can only be derived from living plants. We haven't been able to make it synthetically yet. So still plants are giving us all these sorts of help, which we can't even chemically reproduce yet. We're not sure just how and why they're so good at what they do.
The mysteries of Mother Nature.
Absolutely. Well, even they have the same names, like aspirin comes from a plant called spiraea. So they called it aspirin. So
all right.
They're all over the place. Yeah. Anyway, I thought we would do some more common garden plants and that you might have in your garden and what you might be able to use with them. But like everything, a bit like mushrooms, everything is edible once. So if in doubt, don't go around eating stuff and putting stuff on you. You know, just apply a bit of caution. Right. Now I've got all that out of the way. Should we do some plants?
Yeah, go on. Let's do it. Come.
Yeah, and I'm afraid you're going to have to get that special klaxon out because I am going to use some Latin at this point because the Latin is like a detective clue to help us with
all
these
right,
type of
then.
things.
Yeah, okay.
So brace yourself. Okay, so we're going to start off with rosemary, and rosemary is technically called Salvia rosmarinus officinalis. And if
There
you
we
ever
go.
see the word, there we go. Get your klaxon. Every time we see the word officinalis or vulgare as part of a Latin name, it means it's got some kind of properties which make it useful, not just for it to be beautiful, but it's got something that you can use it. So officinalis means you can use it, official, and vulgare means it's kind of like vulgar, but not in an unusual and unhelpful way. It's kind of just a very useful plant. So rosemary, what can you use it for? Headaches. You can use it for circulation. Interestingly, there is some research studies showing that people who, there's a particular brain chemical that rosemary is shown to boost, and people who are very forgetful or have signs of Alzheimer's are shown not to have this chemical as elevated as it should be. And rosemary actually has that naturally within it. So that's why you hear rosemary is good for remembrance. So if in doubt, if you're swatting for any exams, those people who've got mocks around this time of year, get out in the garden, cut yourself some rosemary and shove it under your nose and give it a good old whiff. The best thing you can do is it just makes everything smell a bit nicer. But been very long used for headaches, circulation, those type of things as well. Loves being cut back. Rosemary, you can cut back fairly hard, not into the really, really woody old bits, but you know, quite often you see them very overgrown in car parks. To my shame, I went on holiday once, snipped a bit off so we could have it with our lamb. My family were not impressed, but they just rolled their eyes at me. So there we are. That's plant number one is rosemary. Do you like the smell of rosemary?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's all right. Cause some herbs are a bit too overpowering, aren't they? Some of them.
Yes, they are. And we're going to go for another herb, actually, because herbs, again, quite often have these extra medicinal qualities. So there's one called lemon balm. And lemon balm is a member of the mint family, and it has leaves which look like mint, but they smell and taste of lemon, called Melissa officinalis. Again, it's that officinalis word, so you can do your little klaxon.
There it is.
And this has been There we go. And it's been known to soothe anxiety and to help with feelings of kind of unsettledness. It's a very good soothing, a very grounding thing. And you can have these either as teas or as infusions. So quite often you can pick lemon balm leaves, pick them young, pick them nice and fresh, and you can pour some hot water over that, just like you would do over a mint tea. And it's useful as well for headaches, apparently. Now, lemon balm in the garden is a bit of a thug because it's a bit like mint, and mint plants and lemon balm plants, if you plant them, they will take over your borders. So quite often the advice is you plant them in a pot, you keep them contained, or you plant the pot in your border if you really want to, but sometimes they really do want to get out. So mint and lemon balm, really good for lots of medicinal reasons, but look after them and don't put them in the middle of your beautifully prepared border, because before too long you will just have a border of mint or lemon balm and nothing else, because everyone else will have scarpered and left, and you'd just be left with one plant rather than everything else. So that's a good one to have as a tea or an infusion. Do you like fresh mint tea, Dave?
No, not really my cup of tea, really.
It's literally not your cup of tea. Yeah, well, quite often the actual tea we drink, the black tea, that's from a whole different range of plants that we have. But you know, that's got that caffeine in it, which is a natural stimulant. It's also, you know, a medicinal thing in itself. The coffee bean and the tea, you know, they're all plants. We kind of forget sometimes, don't we? Right. Now we're going to come on to skin, and looking after your skin. And we talked a bit about, didn't we, what happens if you get stung with a nettle? What you do,
Dock
you
leaf,
find
wasn't
some
it? It's a
dock
dock leaf,
leaves. Yeah, indeed. So there's lots of plants which are very good if you rub them on your skin, and they promote either healing, or they're anti-inflammatory, or they have a number of kind of chemicals within them which kind of can help stop the blood and form blood clotting properties. One of the very oldest ones of these is called self-heal. Or heal all, which kind of gives you an idea how useful it's been over the years. The Latin name again, Prunella vulgaris. Again, you
There
can
we
get your
go.
klaxon out. There we go. Really good for wounds and burns. Really, really helpful. It's a tiny, beautiful meadow plant. You'll see it in the summer. It's got little purple flowers. It's really, really lovely. Quite often you see it in meadows or grass, very inconspicuous most of the year, but then you have these lovely flowers which are full of bees, and the leaves are really good. So you rub them on any sting or any inflammation or any burn, and it really, really takes it away. And similarly, like that, yarrow, which is a native wildflower plant around here, you'll see it in grasses and wild places. If you see really frondy, very feathery like leaves, that's normally yarrow, which is called Achillea vulgare. Again, sorry, it's that klaxon. And again, it was used in the Middle Ages to help heal wounds. It was very useful to kind of stopping the blood and starting to get the scabs forming. So way beyond before we had band-aids or elastoplasts, people used these natural herbal remedies to help their bodies to heal. So self-heal and yarrow, really good for that. And then I've got two more. We've got a slightly rude one and a not so rude one. So I'll give you a free choice, Dave, as to whether or
Oh,
not you want to
let's leave
finish
the
on them.
rude one to the end, shall we?
Okay. Well, this other plant I'm going to talk about is a relatively new addition to the UK. So it's not something that we've been using for centuries, but it has been used for centuries around the world. And that is the echinacea, tone flower. And you might see this in places like Holland and Barrett or any other good food health shop, which is it's sold as a tincture called echinacea, and it's very good for autoimmune for your immune system. So if you're feeling run down or low after that cold or cough, it's no known to really, really help with kind of boosting your immune system. And you can either buy it in little jars from, say, from pharmacies and herbal health food shops, or you can just pick the flowers. And the flowers are very beautiful. They're kind of pinky purpley, but they have the same kind of benefits. They look beautiful. You can strew them on a salad, or you can put them in hot water and drink them. Oh, I think that sounds a bit like, you know, a bit weird to me. I'd probably just put them on a slice of cake or something like that, and see if you can get the health benefits that way.
Yeah,
But
that I don't like the idea of like nettle tea or nothing like that. Oh no.
no, nettle tea, I think, is a bit of a challenge.
Oof.
But again, a lot of it is, you know, it's been throughout the years, people have always known that infusing herbs is a good way of kind of getting the benefits from them. You know, nettle pesto was a big thing in the early days of lockdown. So there's all sorts of ways you can use plants. So that's our canter through the what I would call the upper part of the body. Should we do the slightly rude one?
Go on then.
Go on then. So this is a very, very common plant, and it has been used. Every single part of the plant is edible. Its
All right.
flowers are really good for bees and butterflies, and you can eat the flowers. The roots have
Well,
been
you can
used in the
just pick the
past.
flowers and eat them.
Yeah, you can just
All
pick the
right.
flowers and eat them. And the roots are easily edible as well, as are the stalks. But if I give you the name of this in Latin, you won't know what it's called, but it's called Taraxacum officinale. And the
Oh,
English word for it
yes.
is dandelions. Now,
All
dandelions
right.
have a particular health benefit,
What, the
which is,
yellow things?
yeah,
All right, yeah.
the yellow things, or
Because
the
we have loads of
French
them,
name.
don't we? There's loads of them around.
We do, but literally, honestly, it's like a health magnet in one plant. You can eat the flowers, you can grind up the roots, you can do all sorts of things with them. But the reason why it's so famous is because the French name for the dandelion means lion's teeth. Dents de lion, so like those little
Dent
yellow
de
teeth.
Lyon. See, look at that.
Indeed, oh,
Bit of French, look at that.
très bien, très bien. But the French name is pissenlit, which means wet bed, really. And
Oh.
it's been used as a diuretic.
All
So
right.
throughout centuries, dandelions were used if you needed to have assistance in passing water.
All right.
So much so, that's the French name for it. It's literally that's what it's called. So we have a slightly more refined version in English of, you know, lion's teeth.
Yeah, it sounds a bit
Um,
better,
but
doesn't it?
that sounds a bit
Sounds a
better.
bit
It
better
sounds a little
than,
bit more
yeah.
elevated. But yeah, so there you go. You can go around your garden. You can get your rosemary for your memory. You can get your lemon balm on your mint to make you feel
All
a bit
right.
more invigorated and soothe your stomach. You can go and rub your self-heal or your yarrow when you've burnt or cut your hand. You can use your echinacea to recover from your cough or cold.
Cough or
And then,
cold, yeah.
if indeed any further help is required, the dandelion could be your friend.
Look at that. We don't need pharmacies, do we? We can just go and just, roll around in the garden.
Well, it's super interesting how much research there is still on how many plant properties there are, because there's so much DNA and scientific research still to be done. So quite often we think a lot of the major health problems we have might well be solved over time with a lot of science and looking at the plant world. Say that's how we found aspirin. That's how we found all sorts of things which are used currently. But yeah, for many hundreds of years, people just used their gardens and found things that way. So I'm not dissing modern medicine. I'm a big fan of it. If it works, it's all sorts of good things. But quite often, nature's sorted this out beforehand. So I hope those are some interesting ideas. As I say, if in doubt, don't eat things if you're not sure at all. But sometimes finding things which are useful in your garden can just give you a bit of a perk.
That's right. You're just a wealth of knowledge, aren't you, Claire, on a
Well,
Tuesday?
I do apologise for the klaxon, because I suspect that was pretty heavy on the klaxonometer today, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe next week we won't have any klaxons, I think. Maybe just keep it, not next week, the week after, sorry.
Yeah, we'll keep it nice and simple.
You're like an encyclopedia, aren't you?
Well, only in little areas. There's
Well,
lots
it
of
doesn't
stuff I don't
matter.
know about the modern world, but I hope it's interesting, because I find it super interesting to geek out on some of this stuff.
Right, okay then. So before you go then this week, we're going to see you in 2 weeks' time. But what is your song for this week? Oh, is
Well,
this
I
do with
thought
medicine? Oh, I don't know.
it's to do with
Oh,
medicine. Yeah.
well, I thought of one.
Oh, what have you on for?
Doctrine of Medics.
Ah, that's a
But you
good
haven't gone for
one.
that, have you?
No,
No,
I
good, because
haven't.
I'm not keen on that song. I wouldn't play it anyway because I don't like it.
Well, I think you do have to get only things that you like to get played on your session on the
Well, that's
radio, don't
right.
I think
Yeah. Well,
that's the
that's
thing.
my
I don't.
prerogative. It's my playlist that I'm playing. What? Well, within reason. God. What's
Well,
God?
whenever I
What's
think of
your
them, I think, yeah. So my one this week is, I went rather simple, but I thought, let's go for Fix You by Coldplay.
Coldplay. Excellent. Perfect. Okay, we'll get that on for you, and Don't forget, you can upload, or sorry, I should say, you can download this episode right after the show today, can't you? So that's good if you've missed it, and you can download the back episodes as well.
Absolutely.
We will speak to you in a couple of weeks then, won't we?
Indeed, indeed. Well, enjoy in the meantime, and I hope you stay hale and hearty.
Perfect. Speak to you soon, Claire. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio.